I'm Jen Morris, and this is another episode of Bright New Voices, the Balboa Press Hour. When routines are busy and demands are urgent, it can be difficult to create a space to focus on what is important and gives meaning to our lives. In Logosynthesis, Enjoying Life More Fully, author Kathy Caswell illustrates her personal development journey to find a tool to help her let go of the energy in her beliefs so that she can find peace and contentment through connecting with the important things in her life. This book outlines the method along with helpful tips to encourage others to start using Logosynthesis now to enjoy life more fully. Kathy, thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Kathy, in a firsthand account, you describe in the book how you became really aware and awakened to the patterns and beliefs that you had been living with previously. And you're really candid in saying that you would often overreact or try and control various situations. What prompted you to take a step back and realize that you wanted to change these patterns?
Yes, I guess I grew up in a large, busy farming family. So we went by the motto, work hard, work fast, get things done and move on. And that served me well going through school and getting out into the workforce because I was able to get a lot done in a short amount of time. And even I did my executive MBA, worked at the same time. And people said, oh, Kathy, you make it look so easy. And that's what I do. But I noticed that once I got married and had children and work got busy and I was trying to manage everything and keep everything under control, the demands just kind of kept on mounting. And I was noticing that I was getting snappy or maybe overreactive. And I didn't really like that in myself. And I had always been a big advocate of personal development and leadership development and started reading a lot. And I was hooked into some of the Hay House authors through work. We had Talking Book World, which was audiobooks. And I really enjoyed that development process. And there was just something tweaking at me that I wanted to enjoy life more rather than hurry up and getting through it all.
And you say that this was really a gradual shift. I love that you point out that we don't need to wait for some big dramatic event to happen in our lives to prompt the desire for personal growth.
Yes, I found that as I noticed things and started reading and learning, there really was a bit of an opening and you start to be more aware. But it didn't happen overnight by any means. It was a gradual shift and I started working with meditating. And I always liked the book by Joe Dispenza saying, break in the habit of being yourself. And my friends would tease me and say, you know, I don't really understand why you want to change yourself because you're great the way you are. But there was something nagging at me that I just wanted to shift something.
Sure. So how were you introduced originally to Logosynthesis?
In 2013, a cousin of mine told me that another cousin was coming from Switzerland to train with some people here in Halifax. And this cousin was Willem Lammers. I didn't know Willem. But he had discovered Logosynthesis, and he was coming to Halifax to train with psychologists, psychotherapists, and social workers to help them become comfortable using the method and really develop the method further. It was discovered in 2005, and he had been working with them to really develop a really interesting method. And so when he was coming, I thought, well, come on out and meet the family and meet my siblings and we'll have a chance to get to know each other and discuss things. And when I started looking at his work, I thought there's something really interesting here to me. It really brought me in mind of a lot of Louise Hay's work as far as healing. The work was based on healing trauma and anxiety, and I didn't really resonate at that end of the spectrum, but from a personal development tool, the philosophy behind Logosynthesis was really one of we are essence and essence does not suffer. We end up freezing our energy based on circumstances in our life and we can learn to restore flow by using the power of words and have our flow restored just to kind of connect with our true essence. And so as I started reading some of the work of Willem's, I really felt a connection there.
So is Logosynthesis really an energy shift?
It is in this point in the realm of energy psychology, and it does use the power of words to shift energy. So it is based on the understanding that we are essence, which is energy, yes.
What are some of the how-to techniques, Kathy, that you found particularly helpful when you began to practice some of the techniques in logosynthesis?
Yes, Willem has the technique of logosynthesis as a very defined process, and it is such a repeatable process that anyone can learn it. And he kind of uses the analogy, it's like playing golf. You practice the same swing over and over again, and with logosynthesis, you just practice the same technique over and over again. And the key is beginning to recognize what our reactions are. Quite often, we're not necessarily aware of what we're reacting to, but we notice distress, and logosynthesis is based on recognizing what distresses us and using those reactions as information to resolve the perceptions that trigger that. So it is the emotions, whether it's fear or worry or anxiety, whether it's thoughts, those repetitive negative thoughts that kind of inhibit our quality of life, and also the sensations. And a lot of times people get very strong sensations, and that's something I wasn't overly aware of until I started training in logosynthesis with other practitioners. In trauma, people end up with very pronounced body sensations, and it can be quite debilitating, and that wasn't something that I was overly attuned to. And so we use those thoughts, emotions, and sensations to assess our level of distress, and then we can work with that distress to identify what the perceptions are that trigger it. And he applies three sentences to shift the energy in it. And it's quite remarkable to have it happen to yourself or to witness other people applying the process. But from the first sentence to the last sentence, when you ask people to assess their distress, it quite often shifts from a distress level of 8, 9, 10 on a scale of 0 to 10. He uses the SUDS rating. And then afterwards, people say, well, it's gone, or it's very minimal now. And quite often, it goes down to a 0, 1, or 2 level rating. So it's that shift in energy that calms the reactions, and that is what is so repeatable and so remarkable with the method.
How has your life changed, Kathy, from practicing logosynthesis? How have you benefited from it yourself personally?
I would say I'm a calmer, maybe kinder and gentler version of myself. I still have a lot of the same interest. I still enjoy the same beautiful life that I've always had, but I just feel more relaxed and calm in it, and probably a deeper sense of purpose so that I can really focus on the things that are important to me rather than reacting to all those beliefs. I am a calmer person with a more clear sense of where I want to go.
Absolutely. Who doesn't want to live a more peaceful, in-flow life, which is really what it sounds like you're talking about and what you've experienced yourself. Before I let you go, Kathy, I do want to talk a little bit about a website that you have. You actually have two. One is www.thehealthylivingplan.com, and the other one is kathycaswell.com. That's CathyCaswell.com. But I know that you're more active on the Healthy Living Plan, and I encourage our listeners to go on there if they want to learn more about you, more about the book, and of course, they can always go on Amazon or Balboa Press to get a copy of the book as well. Kathy, thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me.